These guys are not here, so I'm gonna pretend to know what they're supposed to say. So bear with me.
Well, transforming African agriculture with the right input delivery system is a challenge, and you know some of the issues that are pertinent. First of all, you know, seeds inputs. They've talked about fertilizer, you know, irrigation, and chemicals, and all that. And in the age of soil health, everybody is trying to incorporate that. How do we have access to markets so farmers can have a little return for their efforts? Now, some innovative financing mechanism, how do you get people who don't have an address, a physical address, to get money from a bank? So those are challenges that we face in Africa, you know. And then, of course, this must be driven by policy at the national level and also, you know, maybe at the local level. So there are some integrated approaches. We have various interventionists, you know, governments, donors, and investors, and this all are involved in the system, and we have input costs and availability of, you know, these inputs, you know, financial services, markets, like I said, storing the inputs that, storing the produce or in warehouses to prevent post-harvest losses, and then value addition in Africa. Value addition is very limited. They export raw products from coffee to cocoa, and even locally within the country. So at the farmer level, extension services are not available. So there's no way to transfer. It's challenging to transfer technical knowledge, no matter what we have or what we know so far. It is a challenge to transfer that information to the farmers. So those are some of the challenges, and AGRA is trying to address some of these issues in the country, I mean, in different countries where they intervene. So according to this slide, you know, when they implement optimal intervention, or when they implement new intervention, there's an optimal period where it can either be sustainable or people will not adopt it and it becomes a failure. So according to this graph, there's a tipping point beyond which they can know whether it is being sustainable, whether these innovations will become self-sustaining, or whether they will die down after the project. And when it dies down, it means that the investment has been wasted. And so interventions that are optimal could be at the farmer level, the system level, or at the national level. So some of the issues that were mentioned out here would be seed and fertilizer supply. Those have been mentioned amply in this discussion. Farmer awareness and information. How do you take information either from these practices or innovative technologies such as fertilizers and seed to farmers, and how do you convince them to implement or to accept these changes? Farmer access, you know, how do you strengthen agro dealers and farmer organizations to work together, you know, and for the benefit of the farmers as well as the agro dealers? Now, post-harvest management, the same thing you mentioned earlier. There are no storage facilities, or even if they are, they are limited or inadequate. And policy and advocacy, regulations needed to improve marketing. Quite often, the farmers who produce this goods do not get any benefit because of the middlemen, so this is quite challenging for farmers. And farmer-derived solutions. Farmers really have some indigenous knowledge that is quite often ignored. So we need to make sure that we capture this indigenous knowledge in order to know what they really like, you know, rather than dictate to them most of the time. So AGRA has some goals, you know, and these goals are pretty ambitious, and they are aligned with the goals that all of you have from the FAO and other organizations intervening in developing in international development. So that's my rendition of their presentation. Thank you.